the Text Me study stands for tobacco exercise and diet messages, and it was a randomized clinical trial. So that means half of the group received a texting support program and the other group received normal care, and we compared the two groups.
So what is normal care?
Well, normal care is patients are discharged from hospital, given a list of medication, advised in hospital about the lifestyle changes they should make, as well as the medication changes. And they're referred to a cardiac rehab program generally, and that's generally a 6 to 12-week program, though many of them don't attend the program. And then they get followed up by their GP.
So in this study, you sent text messages to people. What did these text messages say?
So in this study, patients received 4 text messages a week. They arrived at random times and random days during the week. The focus of the messages were to be encouraging, supportive, motivational with regards to lifestyle changes. So, for example, they might say, hi, John, have you gone for your walk today from Westmead Cardiology Text Me study? Or they might say, did you know that your blood pressure should be less than 140 over 90? Have you had George checked recently? They might give tips about healthy dietary things that they might do, or they might be focused on smoking cessation if that was relevant.
Now, these are messages that people probably hear every day, or they at least know that they should be doing. Why was the text message effective?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I think most people do realise the lifestyle changes they should make and the things that they could do to make those changes. I think that behaviour change generally is very difficult, and a lot of patients fed back to us it was the constancy, the regular, the connection to the hospital that they liked. It wasn't so much the actual content of the message, but that they felt somebody was supporting them, encouraging them, giving them a friendly push along.
What were the actual results of the study? Did it actually help at all?
The patients that received the text messages achieved lower cholesterol, blood pressure and weight. They also were more likely to quit smoking and they were more likely to do regular exercise. What we really was excited about, I suppose, was that 2.5 times more people achieved their target levels of risk factors on all counts.
What do you mean when you say target levels of risk factors?
Okay, so we like patients to achieve a combination of things. So their blood pressure targets, their cholesterol targets, eating healthily, doing physical exercise and quitting smoking. And in this study, 2.5 times more people were able to achieve all of those things than the ones that didn't receive this program.
So do you see programs like this working over a longer period of time? So how long did the study go for?
This study was 6 months, and a limitation is that we don't know what occurs after that period of time. We certainly would hope that the effects were prolonged, but we don't know that. And we are actually looking at that in a larger study running across multiple centres in Australia at whether these effects are prolonged and also whether they work in other places besides Western Sydney where it was tested.
Because is it true that you would be picking heart attack people who have suffered a heart attack in particular because the risk of a second heart attack is so much higher in that group, and anything that they can do to reduce that risk factor is important?
Absolutely. Patients who've had a heart attack have a very high risk of a repeat heart attack. Unfortunately, a number of these people don't realise how high that risk is. Approximately 2 in 5 of them will return to our hospitals within the next 5 years with a repeat heart attack. So it is very important in this bunch of patients to control their risk factors.
Do you think this sort of technology could be useful in other areas of healthcare? I think, say, for example, medication adherence comes to mind.
I think that this study has painted the possibility that this technology does have potential in multiple other chronic health conditions. Patients often go back to the community, but they still have a chronic disease, and prevention is very important. And I think that this paints a possible low-cost, scalable and simple approach to helping them change their behaviours and prevent disease.
This use of technology, it's still quite new in healthcare. Do you think we're starting to see the future of what healthcare can achieve with technology?
I think technology-based approaches are definitely the future with respect to healthcare. I think that simple methods are needed. I think that the problem at the moment is we don't have evidence, and this study has provided some evidence that this really works. I'm very excited about the future with respect to technology.